The Athlete of the Week is brought to you by the Iyett Insurance Agency with locations in Blissfield, Lambertville, and Petersburg, honoring student-athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and in the classroom. This week's Athlete of the Week at 8:10 on Thursday morning is Mason Chesser with the Onsted Boys basketball team. We welcome him in to the cave as well. We'll get him kind of, if we can move that microphone closer to him, Mark, that would be just that'd be nice. I know he's tall, but I don't think he can lean that far. Mason, good morning, and thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
A historic season for Onsted Boys basketball, and I know it didn't end the way that you guys or people around here wanted it to, but I do want to focus on the positives for you guys this season. LCAA champs, district, regional champs, and got to the quarterfinal round. Last game didn't go the way you wanted, but, I mean, I think you're going to look back and think of all the good things that happened this season with you and the group, Mason. So, if you want to talk about that for a second.
start of the season, started off real strong. I don't know if a lot of people thought that we would be the team that we were, especially losing our whole starting lineup from last year. We started 6 a.m. practice right away. Maska, he met with us at the middle of the court. He said, "This is where I want to be by the end of the season, collecting the trophy and stuff." And so that was basically the mentality throughout the season, was just go 1-0 every single game. And that's what we did for 42 of them. So it was a great season.
Yeah, and you get competition, of course, outside the league, but in the league as well. You get those rivals that you guys have been playing for probably since middle school or maybe before. To do what you guys did in the league, just have one blemish in there, that was that had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, that was a tough loss too, because it started off real slow and then battled back, but then by the time we did, it was just too late to overcome that one. So,
well, Mason, you've had a chance to watch Onsted as a young kid, all the success that they've had, and teams that won conference championships, teams that had to play in a tough Division II district here. There was a time when Onsted and Hillsdale were just clashing. And you look back now and you say, we just won 24 games. We did something that none of those other teams has ever done. 43 years before you've ever won a regional championship. Looking back as a young kid watching all those teams, I know you probably wanted to see yourself in that position, but did you ever think this year was going to turn out to be as good as it was? I talked to Brad several times, and all those seniors graduated, but this was a different group.
Yeah, it was definitely surreal. I mean, as a little kid, you always dream of like making the big plays and doing the big stuff, but yeah, I mean, this season was tremendous. Everything, we battled our hearts out, and we knew that we could do what we wanted to do. All we had to do was just play defense and put our minds together and just stick to the game plan. And we knew that by the end of the season, we were going to make a run. We didn't know how far we were going to go. But, the beginning of the season was definitely, summer was who's going to start. But as the season came through, we definitely knew we were going to make a run in the playoffs.
Well, you really, I know your teams, and Brad's teams always play tremendously hard. And I don't say that. It's nice to compliment a coach that their team plays hard, but they play at a fanatical pace and play hard. I'm assuming that it was very much like that in practice as well.
Yep, all the time. We were always running around 100% and always putting in the extra effort to try to make it feel like a game and playing tremendous defense.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of those seniors, kids that you're gonna graduate with, and you don't win games by yourself. So tell us a little bit about the seniors and maybe a little bit about your coaches.
Yeah, I'll start off with Rylan. He's one of my biggest, best friends from a young age. Always grew up playing travel ball. Actually, all of us seniors, we were on the same travel ball team as little kids. But Rylan was always the one I was always closest to. And, yeah, I mean, he was our point guard. He brought up the ball. He was the one who was making sure everyone knew what they were doing. In practice, he was always making sure everyone was taking their free throw serious. And, yeah, he was definitely the guy for that. He was one of the biggest leaders on the team. And Cole Wells, he was the rebound machine. He was always doing the dirty work for us, and I think a lot of people didn't really see that. And I mean, he probably had a couple 10 double doubles this year just on rebounds alone.
Sure.
He was definitely the dog in that, and he was always making everyone laugh in the locker room too. Always bringing up the stamina there. And then Bryson, he's the big fella, you know. He's the guy that does all the dirty work, you know. He's getting beat around in the paint, and he's doing all that, and giving us some great looks with screens, and yeah, he was the guy for that. And Coach Brad Maska, I'm gonna miss him for sure, because I mean, my whole life I grew up with him. He was my my PE coach in elementary. So he definitely knew how to get to us seniors, especially growing up with us our whole lives. And, yeah.
Talking with Mason Chesser with the Onsted boys basketball team. Mason had 17 points in last week's regional semifinal win over Whiteford, and then in the regional title game against Ecorse, he led the team again with 15 points. And, able to watch you guys a couple of times with our video streaming, Lenawee TV, and listening to you guys on the Cave. I had an idea of the kind of ball you guys played, but I was up there at Lincoln with John Kane doing the game on Tuesday, and we were courtside. You didn't run into us, or someone almost did.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of times. We were right up along that sideline there. It was dicey a couple of times. But I made the point to mention, man, that was like a football game. Like, you got, you know, you're no stranger to playing physical, right?
Yeah.
And they brought it as well. Is that just part of your identity, is to play a physical brand of basketball? Even offensively, you're not afraid to drive the lane, Rylan and Cole as well.
I mean, I don't know if I'd say so much physical as if just playing hard. And, you know, if that entails being physical, you got to be physical. So, yeah, you got to do what it takes to win, and you got to play defense to win. So sometimes you got to, you know,
dig a little
deeper. What was the secret sauce, Mason, to your team? I mean,
can spill the secrets.
There had to be something there. A lot wasn't expected out of the team.
Yeah.
It was senior, so you had some experience. It wasn't like you were young, but what? Was it, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, was it some, you know, some leadership piece? Was it the coach? Was it, there had to be some secret sauce there with this year's team.
Yeah, I mean, defense was probably the main reason we were what we were, and our mentality. Our mentality every game was to go 1-0, and our whole lives we grew up winning, so we had that winning mindset, so I think that had a huge role. And I think maybe early on, some of the younger guys, they weren't bought in as much, but definitely throughout the year, everyone was bought in. Everyone knew Onsted wins basketball games.
Well, you've got a great tradition out there, and you know, that's what happens with a great tradition.
Yeah.
I hate to throw in Hanover Horton, but teams for years, they just have that tradition of winning, and it's expected, and it doesn't matter what group comes up, you're expected to do those things. And it's like Hudson football. I mean, just they find ways to win every year. They graduate their guys, and the young guys just pick up on that tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Couple quick easy questions for you, Mason. I see you're wearing an Onsted football pullover. Do you play a spring sport to go along with a fall sport and a winter sport?
Yeah, I play football, and I obviously play basketball. I did do track last year. I will not be doing track this year just because, I played this whole season with like holes in my patella. So I can't jump. That's what I do, a high jump for track. But can't do that this year, so I'm going to golf instead for Coach Brad.
Good for you.
Yeah. Oh, so you're not done with Coach?
Nope, not done with him yet.
a little less intense maybe on a golf course.
Yeah.
Wait, so tell me you can't jump.
So
as high as you need to, you can jump enough to dunk, Mason. Yeah, we know that.
So it's a lot different jumping on a basketball court, and a lot of people don't notice, but I do mostly jump off my left leg, but my right leg is my jumping foot, and a lot of people they give me crap for that because it doesn't show, I guess. But
sure.
I high jump with my right leg, and
so you're a flopper then.
The what do they call it, the Fernsbury flop or something like that.
So balls. if you were a barrel, I think it's called a barrel roll, you would be going off your left.
I go from the left side and jump off my right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, flopper.
That golf course better look out.
Well, we were out there last year in March playing at Devil's Lake, and Brad had his golf team out there last year, and we had a chance to visit. It was very early in March, so golf season is really underway, isn't it?
I think we're starting up either end of this week or Monday.
Yeah.
All right, one more for you. We talked off air, but we do have to ask a senior, plans for post-graduation for you.
Yeah, post-grad, I'm going into work, so I'm going to do plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and get started with my life right away.
What will you do, like an internship, or will you do some training, or will you be somebody's?
Yeah, my dad does plumbing, heating, and air conditioning.
Well,
so
that makes
I'll apprentice through him.
There you go.
Yeah,
nice.
There you go. Well, congratulations. Well, great. How many years were you on the varsity basketball?
They brought me up like a middle of sophomore year just to be on the bench, experience everything. But I started up junior year.
Well, congratulations, and as I tell all the seniors, and I told my kids this, sprint through the finish line.
Yeah.
I see a lot of seniors sometimes. I know your basketball season's over, but a lot of people take their foot off the pedal and start doing things that you shouldn't be doing, and sprint right through the finish line, and be proud of what you've done on the court and off the court, and good luck in your future.
Thank you.
Once again, our Athlete of the Week, Iat Insurance Athlete of the Week, Onsted Boys Basketball, Mason Chesser. Congratulations to Mason for being our Iat Insurance Athlete of the Week. Your hard work and dedication inspire us all. Iat Insurance Agency, insurance made simple.
When it comes to protecting your family, your home, or your business, why settle for impersonal service? Buying insurance locally means you're working with someone who knows you and your community. No working through a push-button phone system or dealing with call centers. This is Marty Nine with the Iat Insurance Agency. As your local auto owner's insurance agent, we have 3 convenient locations to help you with all your insurance needs. Iat Insurance and Auto Owners, we make buying insurance simple.